Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Dancing with Destiny at 29 degrees when the unpredictable meets the divine. Have you been feeling it? A sudden jolt in your relationships or creative life. A plot twist you never saw coming. If the ground beneath your feet in matters of heart, money, or art feels like it's both electrified and dissolving, you're tuning into the most potent astrological movements of the season. This isn't subtle energy. This is destiny level rearrangement. At the heart of it all is Venus at 29 degrees Scorpio, opposing Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus. A clash of the Titans at the aneritic degree. The final faded point of culmination where something must be completed before next chapter can begin. The 29th degree, known as the aneritic or critical degree, represents a point of urgency, completion, and necessary release. When planets occupy this threshold, their energy becomes raw, honest, and impossible to ignore. Fate is cracking open a door. Venus in Scorpio is deep, intense, all or nothing. She doesn't do casual. She seeks soul-level mergers and transformative connections. But here's the complexity. She's at her detriment in Scorpio, operating with difficulty in Mars' sign, often expressing a jealous, possessive, or fear of losing what she's bonded with. At 29 degrees, she becomes urgent, grown-up Venus who knows what love costs and what liberation requires. Venus also walks in Saturn's bounds, adding weight, responsibility, and karmic lessons to her expression. There's a cost or a test attached to whatever Venus is touching. The universe is saying, this exciting new thing comes with responsibility and it requires maturity. Opposing her is Uranus in Taurus, the great awakener, the revolutionary, the agent of sudden change. In Taurus, the sign of stability and security, Uranus's mission is to shake the very foundations of what we considered safe. He asks, is this security real or is it just a comfortable cage? In Mars's bounds, Uranus doesn't deliver gentle change. He delivers catalytic, confrontational change, sudden awakening, bold decisions, courage to break from cycles that have grown too small. There's no tiptoeing around these revelations. The manifestation, an exciting creative personal project suddenly comes to light, creating tension. A bolt from the blue, attraction to someone completely unexpected. A sudden financial opportunity or setback. A brilliant, unconventional creative idea that hits you out of nowhere. The tension arises because Venus in Scorpio's deep, merging desire is directly challenged by Uranus' demand for freedom, space, and unpredictability. This is beauty meeting rebellion. Desire meeting freedom, attachment meeting evolution. It's like lightning striking still water. And then we have the quiet giant, Saturn in Pisces, newly stationed direct Thanksgiving night. This is profoundly significant. Saturn sits in Venus's exaltation and in the domicile of Jupiter, carrying both dignity and strength. He also sits in Mars's bounds, giving his structured dreams a sharp, cutting-edge focus and the will to act on them. This is the placement about structuring dreams, making compassion practical, and facing spiritual responsibilities. Having just stationed direct, Saturn's forward movement after months of retrograde introspection signals the end of long internal review. The fog lifts, lessons crystallize, the karmic chapter shifts forward. Whatever structures, boundaries, or lessons were being refined during the retrograde period are now ready to be implemented in the material world. Saturn and Venus's exaltation offers mature wisdom about love, compassion, and the balance between boundaries and flow. Even as Uranus shakes things up, Saturn whispers, anchor yourself in kindness, responsibility, and emotional accountability. Mars in Sagittarius, in Jupiter's domicile, and in Venus's bounds, adds enthusiasm, vision, and faith-fueled action to the mix. This Mars doesn't fight for the sake of fighting, he aims higher. He wants adventure, truth, and expansion. He follows the inner call toward creativity and broader horizons. In Venus's bounds, Mars is motivated not by battle, but by beauty, passion, inspiration, and desire. This is the moment when desire becomes direction, when longing becomes motion, when the heart's truth becomes the next step. The fact that Mars occupies Venus's bounds, while Venus occupies Saturn's bounds, and Saturn is sitting in the exalted sign of Venus, creates an intricate web of mutual reception and dignities that ultimately works in our favor, softening edges, creating pathways through tension. Notice the pattern? Sagittarius and Pisces are both ruled by Jupiter. There is a strong, expansive, faith-based undercurrent flowing through all of this complexity. Even the tension and unpredictability are happening with larger, benevolent cosmic planes. Jupiter's influence expands, blesses, and finds meaning in challenging circumstances. This suggests that the unpredictability of the movement isn't arbitrary. It's part of a larger pattern guiding you toward expansion, meaning, purpose, and truth. Your life is moving towards something wider, freer, and more aligned with your soul's growth. But first, something must dissolve. Something must be released. Something must be awakened. Just when the Uranian tension feels overwhelming, the cosmos offers not one, but two beautiful lifelines. Can I call a friend? Venus in Scorpio forms a trine to retrograding Neptune in Pisces, while retrograding Uranus in Taurus forms a sextile to retrograding Neptune in Pisces. All three planets at critical degrees, creating a harmonious configuration that softens and spiritualizes the disruption. Where the Venus-Uranus opposition is electrifying and disruptive, both the Venus-Neptune trine and the Uranus-Neptune sextile offer dissolving, compassionate, and innovative pathways forward. This is the aspect of divine love, artistic inspiration, and transcendent beauty meeting revolutionary change guided by spiritual vision. It's romantic, idealistic, and deeply healing. The Uranus-Neptune sextile is particularly significant. Uranus, the disruptor, in flowing aspect with Neptune, the dissolver, suggests that the sudden changes and awakenings aren't chaotic, they're spiritually guided. The sextile is an aspect of opportunity, indicating that the upheaval Uranus brings can be channeled through Neptunian inspiration, intuition, and spiritual connection. Your breakthroughs can be mystical. Your revelations can be compassionate. Your liberation can be divinely timed. Neptune, in his modern domicile, is powerful and deeply sensitive in Pisces, dissolving boundaries and fusing everything with spiritual depth, idealism, and unconditional love. This water trine allows for emotional and spiritual flow, a wave of grace and creative inspiration that can soothe the Uranian shocks. This aspect invites you to view yourself and others with kindness and gentleness, escape into beauty, music, art, a luxurious bath, a walk by the water, sounds peaceful, indulge in romantic fantasies and creative daydreams. Connect to the world through compassion and universal love. Allow healing to come in the form that nourishes you the most. But the caution, romance is in the air, but you may be viewing your world through rose-colored glasses. This is not the time for big practical decisions or signing contracts. This is the time to relax, dream, plan, and be creative. Use this energy for inspiration and replenishment, not for execution. Treat yourself and loved ones to something beautiful. The healing this aspect offers is real, but asks you to soften and release the needs for absolute control. You're at the cosmic crossroads where the faded and unpredictable are dancing with your deepest desires and your spiritual responsibilities. The sudden shakeup isn't random. It's designed to break you free from bonds that no longer serve your soul's growth, pushing you toward a more authentic expression of love, creativity, and values. A new creative path, a new emotional truth, a new way of relating, expressing, or receiving. Something unexpected, yet strangely aligned, wants your attention. You may feel pulled between stability and risk, commitment and freedom, depth and spontaneity. But this tension is not random. It is the power source of your transformation. This is the sound of an old structure cracking to let the light in. Your path is genuinely unpredictable at the moment. Fighting this energy is like trying to hold back a lightning bolt with your bare hands. You are best advised to go with the flow rather than resist the current. Here's how to navigate these cosmic currents. Expect the unexpected. An exciting person, project, or an idea may burst onto the scene. Don't cling to old patterns out of fear. That tension you feel is the universe recalibrating your relationship with love, beauty, values, and creative expression. Embrace flexibility. With Uranus involved, predictability dissolves. With Venus at 29 degrees, clarity intensifies. With Saturn direct, karmic timelines shift forward. With Mars in Sagittarius, the path widens. With Jupiter ruling the landscape, meaning expands. Don't make major decisions. Resist the urge to commit to life-changing plans while Neptune clouds your vision. Wait a few days before signing contracts or making practical commitments. Use this energy for planning and dreaming, not execution. Practice radical self-care. Honor your need to escape harsh realities. The Venus-Neptune trine gives you permission to withdraw and replenish. Take that bath, book that beach day, watch the sunset, romance yourself. Beauty and gentleness are the medicine right now. Be kind to yourself and others. Practice compassion, forgiveness, and gentle understanding, especially towards yourself. Saturn's wisdom combined with Neptune's softness creates the perfect conditions for healing through kindness. Lean into creativity, right? Paint, dance, listen to music, or simply allow yourself to imagine. The creative channels are wide open. Follow the spark of inspiration wherever it leads. Trust the process. All these planets at 29 degrees suggest you're at the end of a significant cycle. Something is completing to make room for what's next. Something is being revealed, offered, and born. Even in uncertainty, Jupiter's grace is guiding you. This is the moment of creative liberation. This is not the moment for force or control. It's time for receptivity, allowing, and trust that disruptions carry their own intelligence. The fated, the unpredictable are conspiring to free you from what has become too small, too limiting, too disconnected from your authentic self. While this is happening, you're simultaneously supported by spiritual grace and creative inspiration, Venus-Neptune trine, and empowered to take bold action on your most expansive belief, Mars in Sagittarius. The structures you've been refining are now ready to move forward, Saturn direct. Something in your life is being awakened. a door is swinging open. Perhaps surprisingly, perhaps suddenly, but unmistakably, you're being invited boldly, directly, urgently to step into a more authentic expression of who you are and what you truly desire. Today, if your world tilts on this axis, breathe. Don't clamp down. Listen. Allow the Neptunian magic to soothe you. Trust that Jupiter's hand is guiding you through the chaos toward a horizon that is wider, freer, and more beautiful than you can ever currently imagine. The cosmos is offering you a choice. Will you answer the cosmic invitation with resistance or with trust? Will you meet this electric moment with rigidity or with the fluid grace of water finding its way around obstacles? The critical degrees are calling. The universe is rearranging. And you are being given permission to dream, to change, to become. Sometimes the most beautiful path is the one you didn't plan. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. You can come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. Type a message right there. I'll receive it. If you want to show your appreciation, you can send a tip. The amount doesn't matter. I Am Astrology Readings. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. This is Paul here with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.